Good morning.
Good morning.
We're a little short on our number this morning, but the Lord says wherever two or three shall gather that He'll be with us, and I believe that. The lesson this morning is entitled, God Can Remember. Idols are inanimate, but Jehovah God is alive and real. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 reads, "An idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in Him. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him." This means that God can think, act, and remember. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Psalm 77 and verse 9. God did remember in the past. For example, God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. Genesis 8, verse 1. He also remembered Abraham when God destroyed the cities of the plain. God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Genesis 19 and verse 29. And God remembered Rachel. Genesis 30, verses 22 through and 23 reads, "God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach." He remembered His covenant. God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, Exodus 2, verses 24. Then He remembered Israel's sin. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, He will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins, Hosea 9 and verse 9. We notice that God did remember in the past, but notice also that God will remember in the future. "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil," Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 14. Notice some things we may prefer that God does not remember. "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." Psalms 25 and verse 7. Things we may prefer that God does not remember: that we deceive ourselves on occasion by pressing obligations and pleasures rather than upon the first day of the week. "Let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come," 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2. Things that we prefer that God does not remember: that we don't have a personal, rigid rule in regard to not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, reads Hebrews 10 and verse 25. Things we may prefer that God does not remember: family visits, TV programs, homework, or careers are giving priority over God. But the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate both day and night." Psalms chapter 1, the first two verses. Things we may prefer that God does not remember: vacationing with no plans for worship. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," Matthew 6 and verse 33. Things we may prefer that God does not remember? On occasion we were flexible, movable, and not fixed. My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed, Psalms 57 and verse 7. Things we may prefer that God does not remember, that our lives were not pure and shining as He commanded. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from this world, James 1 and verse 27. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, reads 1 John 2:15 through 17. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, Philippians 2 and verse 15. Things we may prefer that God does not remember, we were not always 100% for Him. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, Philippians 1 and verse 21. Someone has suggested that there are only two seeking our affections in this life, the devil and God. And when we don't give God 100% or don't place Him first, we necessarily place Him last. What a sobering thought. Things we may prefer that God does not remember, evil for which we were not penitent of. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I told you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, Galatians 5, 19 through 21. God will remember in the future. Notice some things we will want remembered. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints, and do minister, Hebrews 6 and verse 10. Remember me, O my God, for good, Nehemiah 13 and verse 31. Things we will want remembered, that we loved Him supremely. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, Mark 12 and verse 30. Things we will want remembered, that we spiritually prepared and worked with such things as personal studies, handing out tracts, correspondent courses to help a struggling soul. Be ye doers of the word, the Bible says, and not hearers only, James 1:22. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, Matthew 7 and verse 21. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work, John 9 and verse 4. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away, James 4 and verse 14. Things we will want remembered, that we gave all we are and hope to be. And this they did not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 5. Things we will want remembered, that we guarded against indifference to God. The persecuted saints of the first century were told, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Revelations 2 and verse 10. "I counsel thee to buy me of gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." Revelations 3 and verse 18. God can remember, but He can choose to forget in the present if we are faithful. I am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins." Isaiah 43 and verse 25. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews 8 and verse 12. What is sin or iniquity? "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." 1 John 3 and verse 4. "Not the law of Moses, but the perfect law of liberty," the New Testament gospel of Christ Jesus. "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." James 4 and verse 17. To act apart from the law of God, aware or not aware, is what sin is. Sin does not dwell in his presence. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1 and verse 5. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. A price must be paid before we can have fellowship with God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6 and verse 23. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4 and verse 12. It is common to feel guilty, and some have thoughts of, "God cannot forgive me." Upon conversion, God will forgive any sin. How can we know? By His Word. If He will not do what He says, we have nothing to rely on. By two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge. Lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. It is common to feel guilty and think, "God cannot forgive me. Oh, but I've done such terrible things." Did you or I murder Christ? Acts 2 and verse 23 reads, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Reads Acts 2, verses 36 through 38. It is common to feel guilty and think, "God cannot forgive me." Have you or I persecuted Christians? The Apostle Paul said that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Galatians 1 and verse 13. It is common to feel guilty and think that God cannot forgive me. God will forgive and forget, even though we were guilty of a whole catalog of sins. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, some of us. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Reads 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. But what if we slip later, someone says? If thy heart is not right in the sight of God, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Acts 8, 21 and 22. If we say that we had no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9. We will be tempted, therefore let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof, Romans 6, 12. For if we sin willfully after that you have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifices for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries, reads Hebrews 10, verses 26 and 27. In conclusion, are we really concerned about souls, both our own and others? Most are afraid of losing everything else. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16 and verse 26. Let us never forget that God remembers. And we should be sure to remember that He can forget if we are willing to trust in Him. For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. His omniscient love and our need should move us. See the need, don't argue. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16 and verse 16. If you have need, please come as together we stand and sing.
Jesus, Paul.